Ahay won to the edge of the 20 and is picked up by the Donegal Junior Champions, who are now going through to an Ulster Junior Club Championship decider. The final whistle goes. Niamh Padraig have won this game with a 7-point cushion. It finished 111 to 4 points against Armagh Champions College then, but it's been a very, very impressive and controlled performance by Niamh Padraig of Hishkaheen. Right from the start, they took a real grip of this game, Brendan Kilcoyne, and it was hard to see any other winner bar the Donegal Champions in this one.
100% Aisín, and you know, from the very first minute, Johnny Toy set the tone, coming up the field, kicking a score, inspiring his teammates. But this has been a really, really good Niamh Padraig Hishkaheen performance the whole way across the field. You couldn't pick out a poor performance for them. They've been brilliant from 1 to 18, as it turns out today, so they have, you know. And even the substitutes that they brought in, they're able to bring in Keelan McColgan. They'll be hoping that the big man Kevin Lynch will be back next week, maybe to play a part in the final. We're led to believe that the final will be played next Saturday. But we have to get confirmation on that, so we have. But it, you know, I can't say how impressed I was with this performance the whole way through. Control the game. This was a team that had come through a preliminary round and a quarter final after extra time, so it's shown a lot coming into this game, but did no answer to the Niamh Padraig Muir men, so they hadn't, because all over the field they were winning their individual battles, they were defending collectively brilliant, but also even the last play of the game exemplified what they were doing. McCauley caught up the field, maybe he sauntered up the field and he shouldn't have caught out, but they were still able to get their plus one back and deal with a high ball in on top of the full back line. Yeah. So really impressive stuff, and they're going to go into the Ulster final with a lot of confidence, and it's a massive achievement for this club. So it is, you know, they're not that old, so they're not, they've won their first junior championship this year and now they're in an Ulster final, so it's great for Donegal football and it's brilliant for the people of Niamh Padraig Hishkaheen.
Yeah, it's a huge result for them. They're going to the provincial final. The likes of Rory Hurl stepped up today. He contributed 3 points in this game. Cormac McColgan, who was very, very good and loves to kick points from distance, he scored 3 points in this game. Drew McKinney was the man that got the goal with the flick on 10 minutes into the second half, and that was a real blow to the opposition. And at that stage of the game, they were leading by 9 points after that goal. We mentioned Johnny Toy. He scored 2 of the opening 3 points. He didn't score after that, but he certainly pulled the strings, and he was the man that was controlling this performance from Niamh Padraig Muir, who stay alive in the championship. They continue to work their way through the levels of Ulster football, and they're now find themselves in the decider against Craigban, and that game we understand is going to be back here next Saturday here at Hayley Park in Omagh, but we will of course confirm that over the weekend as well. But it has been another stunning day for Niamh Padraig Hishkaheen. They're a great club, they've got a great fan base. We see all the supporters from the parish out here today, and they've a wonderful football team as well that's full of talented footballers, and now they find themselves in a position where they can win an Ulster club title. It's finished here 111 to Niamh Padraig Hishkaheen, the Donegal Junior Champions. Collegeland Rahelis of Armagh 1-4. Niamh Padraig go to the final to play Craigban. We're going to go and try and get some reaction now from the victorious camp. I'm sure that'll be quite easy, so it will, to speak to the management. They'll be quite happy with this performance today. Many thanks to Brendan Kilcoyne for his usual expert contribution, and also to the management and staff of Doherty Centre and Muff for jumping on board and supporting us with commentary here today from this game.